AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A major shift in U.S. strategy in the fight against Islamic State militants. Amid what it calls some momentum in the fight against ISIS, the U.S. will expand its special operations in both Iraq and Syria.
Without saying how many special operators will move into Iraq, Pentagon Chief Ash Carter told a House panel they'll work with Iraqi and Kurdish forces and eventually conduct raids, hostage rescues, and other actions in Syria.
It takes advantage of what we're good at. We're good at intelligence. We're good at mobility. We're good at surprise. We have the long reach that no one else has.
Some Republicans, like Ohio's Mike Turner, questioned Carter's claims of momentum. But the secretary would not bite.
You've indicated that it's war. Are we winning, Mr. Secretary?
We will win.
Are we winning now?
We're going to win.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The European Union's counterterrorism coordinator says airstrikes in Syria are forcing the Islamic State group to change its strategy.
The EU believes the Islamic State group is resorting to attacks abroad because it's hurting from coalition airstrikes. Apart from the November 13 massacres in Paris, the group has also launched attacks in Turkey, Lebanon and Egypt's Sinai in recent weeks. The EU believes pressure from the strikes in Raqqa and around Raqqa has maybe forced the extremists to seek successes abroad. The city of Raqqa in northern Syria is the Islamic State group's de facto headquarters and a focus of an air campaign by Russia and a US-led coalition including France. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A shakeup today at police headquarters in Chicago, the mayor firing the superintendent.
Superintendent McCarthy and I began a discussion on Sunday about the direction of the department and the undeniable fact that the public trust in the leadership of the department has been shaken and eroded. This morning, I formally asked for his resignation.
This is AP Radio News. Police in Juneau, Alaska, trying to figure out how Stephen Fisk, the newly elected 70-year-old mayor, died.
He looked to be in very good shape. Nobody suspected any health problems. As to the cause, there's speculation, but there's absolutely no indication there was foul play. Police chief said Monday he could have died in a fall. We just don't know yet.
AP correspondent Dan Joling reports Fisk's family also won't speculate on the cause of death.
Mayor Fisk's son said there's been a lot of speculation, but the family's not going to answer any questions. They're waiting for the autopsy report themselves.
Campaigning tonight in Concord, New Hampshire, Donald Trump was asked what he thinks when people call him a bully.
I'm not a bully. I just want to get things done. I want to make our country great again. I mean, I want to make this country... We really have a chance to make our country greater than ever before, but we can't have 4 or 8 more years of what we've gone through for the past 8 years.
Sound courtesy, NH1 News. I'm Ross.